Now we're here from, Chief, we're here from Judge Stout on Santa Barbara County.
Thank you, Chief, and Judge Rubin. I'm pleased to report on my visit to Santa Barbara Superior Court on June 23rd and 24th of this year, and I invite Judge Herman to jump in as long as he doesn't run me over my five-minute cap. I enjoyed an incredibly warm welcome by Presiding Judge Art Garcia, Assistant Presiding Judge Jim Herman, and their CEO Daryl Parker, and all the judicial officers and staff during my visit. I visited both principal court locations in Santa Barbara and Santa Maria, and I started my visit with an early morning breakfast with Judge Herman and Judge Denise Daybell Fay and oriented to the court. Judge Herman gave me a personal tour of the facilities in Santa Barbara. I am not providing any photographs, as I don't want to make anybody jealous. Their historic courthouse in Santa Barbara, if you've not seen it, is truly beautiful. It's a magnificent centerpiece, and I think a very proud centerpiece for the entire community. Presiding Judge Art Garcia very generously arranged an all-bench luncheon in Solvang, and I was honored to have the opportunity to speak to basically the entire bench about the Judicial Council and matters of concern to their judicial officers. I met at length with their CEO, Mr. Parker, and several of his staff, and it became readily apparent that budget cuts have had a significant impact on access to justice and court operations. The budget cuts started at the top in Santa Barbara. The CEO was previously supported by two assistant CEOs. Both those positions have been eliminated, along with two executive administrative support positions. 41 full-time staff positions have been reduced since 2007-08 through attrition and voluntary separation programs. They are down about 26%, and staff have gone 5 years without any salary increases. One commissioner position remains frozen. They have 8 court facilities, however, despite years of hiring freezes, early retirement, and the implementation of several operational efficiencies, the court has still been required to reduce services in Solvang, Buellton, and the Santa Ynez Valley. Now I understand the clerk's office in Solvang is closing, and as a result, the court is trying desperately to address the public's ability to access the court, particularly to apply for domestic violence restraining orders. The juvenile court in Goleta is being closed and matters transferred to downtown Santa Barbara, where the juvenile court is being consolidated into existing facilities. Juvenile detention hearings may involve detained youth having a 140-mile round trip from the juvenile hall in Santa Maria. Self-help services have been significantly cut due to funding reductions. Child custody mediations now take some 5 weeks to schedule. Public counters are closed at 4:30 in 2008, now closed at 3 p.m. daily. Due to staff reductions, at the time I visited, civil and family law default judgments were taking over 5 months to complete. However, in following up with Mr. Parker, I've learned they've authorized overtime and are now caught up in Santa Barbara, but still running about 3 months behind in Santa Maria. The historic courthouse does not have perimeter security screening for often volatile family law and small claims matters, and inmates are escorted through public areas. They're very grateful and excited to be in the preliminary planning stages for their new SB 1407 criminal courts building in Santa Barbara. One of the issues, and I appreciate Judicial Council staff facilitating further communication on this issue, was trying to work with the Department of Finance to be able to recoup from 1407 monies the actual cost or expense to the court in the development of these new construction facilities. They're assigning one staff member basically exclusively to be involved in the design and this construction process, but that is obviously a cost to the court. Santa Maria has seen an increase in serious felony filings. This has resulted in the need to conduct some felony proceedings in the unsecured civil court facilities. They're seeking assistance to enclose the Santa Maria campus and limit the points of entry, thereby increasing security and reducing screening costs. And Judicial Council staff is assisting the court with a court county MOU that's needed to move that project forward, as well as a related heat and air issue in the Santa Barbara court. In addition to their 1407 construction project, as Judge Herman knows far better than myself, they have a major IT project and seem to be very pleased with Tyler. I was impressed by their creativity in this era of the 1% cap. As a temporary backup, they were able to structure payments with Tyler to keep money in their account if needed for emergency cash flow purposes. And some great creativity there. They're very supportive of their collaborative courts, and I had the pleasure of visiting with Judge Flores and his Veterans Court. And, of course, they were very interested in how the new $15 million in collaborative courts money will be distributed. Regarding AB 109, they have a court-administered supervised release program. It seems to be functioning very well. And I want to thank Kurt Child and Kurt Sutherland, Diane Nunn, and other Judicial Council staff who've followed up with specific questions and concerns raised by the Santa Barbara Court during my visit. A simple example was Diane Nunn providing their CEO a contact for potential collaboration with Justice Corps, as their CEO has an idea to utilize college students and Justice Corps to assist self-represented litigants with e-filing to make that much more functional and practical. The court expressed their appreciation for the liaison program, and one judge in particular encouraged more direct communication between the counsel and the trial court judges. The court was very grateful to Judicial Council staff and wanted me to specifically express their appreciation within the Legal Services Office to Michael Gidden, Sue Hansen, John Prestiani, I apologize on the pronunciation, Eric Snurfile, and within the Center for Families, Children, and the Courts, Julia Weber. Despite all the fiscal and resource challenges, I was very impressed by a pervasive sense of what I'll call calm professionalism by the judges, administration, and staff. I think the people of Santa Barbara should be very proud of their court. And, Chief, I've submitted a much more detailed written report to council staff. Thank you.
Thank you, Judge Stone.
Thank you, Judge Stone.